so it runs. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent Train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today. It's hard to stop a train.
Walt did to the road range. Chad the mailman asked, did Rory buy Tiger Gregg's old phone? Yeah, Ramona, I mean, how many times did Rory say Walt? How many times did he say, yeah, I mean, so I had to give him the Rory thing like 30 times to see if he came around. But eventually, we got it worked out, I guess. I want to get into another subject matter here that I think is really important. I also want to get into our college football quarterback list and top 40. Today has been exclusively Clemson football. We have been 3 hours of Clemson football. I don't think we've covered a single other thing. Captain Jim on the Vibe Broadband Communication phone lines. Captain Jim, good to have you as always. Okay, I'm putting him on hold too, Ramon. You want in 654-7627. All right, here's the other subject matter. I don't know whether people saw this today, but Mark Few, yes, head man of Gonzaga, was testifying in front of Congress, and Mark Emmert. You know, Rona, that Mark Emmert, the guy who...
Oh, yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah, makes $2 million a year for what? We're not exactly sure. He sounded like a desperate man. Mark Few sounded composed. And Few started out his comments, at least the segment of them that I saw, by talking about how... player payment for name, image, and likeness is long overdue. That it's about time that we compensate players for their name, image, and likeness. And then he added that this is something that he's felt for a long time. I don't know that he was necessarily a public advocate for it. I don't necessarily remember Mark Few being outspoken on this issue, but nonetheless, he says that this is an opinion that he's held for a long period of time, and he listed the various ways that he thinks athletes should be compensated, and they should be compensated for their value. And he also stated that he did not feel it should be capped. So, you know, that was a concern of the NCAA's, that they wanted it capped. They wanted a limitation on the amount of money that an athlete could potentially make. At the end of it, though, Mark Few changed course. And he said, he basically said, we're at your mercy. That the world of college athletics as we know it is at stake. That you cannot have, and I believe this isn't a quote, but it's not verbatim, but it's pretty close. He said, you cannot have 50 different states executing 50 different laws. How many times, Ramona, did we say this on this issue?
Oh, many, many.
You know, we have followed this issue from when it first came up, when the state of California passed their initiative or moved to pass their initiative on this issue. And it was clear then that the state of California had little acumen in regard to everything that is involved with college athletics. I think one of the problems is right now, essentially, Mark Few and even Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA, seem to be throwing themselves on the mercy of the court. And the problem therein is that none of these people, or the vast majority of them, they have very little knowledge of the world of college athletics. That's not their job. It's not what they do. But you remember, Bruno, a few weeks back when this issue came up and we warned about it, warned about the direction that it was going in. It's here now. It's here. As Mark Few said, we have states that are set to impose their own laws in a matter of weeks. Weeks. And Few is basically pleading with the NCAA to come up with some umbrella approach that covers everybody. Look, we have said all along that you cannot have a working model of collegiate athletics that involves 50 different laws. And if you just read through some of the applicable state laws that have already been pushed through by various states, there's no harmony. There's no agreement. They're not even remotely similar from state to state, even in some of the Southeast Conference states that have already moved forward with their legislation, already passed it. It would create absolute inequality and chaos as it is now. You know, the NCAA, remember when this first happened, the NCAA came out and threatened. They threatened, well, you know, we might make you ineligible. And then other states joined the fray, and the NCAA realized that threatening might not work in this case. Here's the thing. This right now, this story right now is the most important thing that is happening in the world of collegiate athletics. It's not the playoff story. The playoff story allows us to have college football either way. This mess, however, could create unbelievable inequities, where players actually start to pick their schools based on the income potential. Almost like a pro player would. You know, again, this notion of paying for name, image, likeness sounds really good. And it's a very defensible position, and it's one that I've come around to. I think that players should be paid for name, image, likeness. I don't think that those elements should be able to be utilized without paying the players. We've been through that in a court of law, the whole Ed O'Bannon lawsuit. But it's imperative that if any system is implemented, that the system covers everybody. One law, one regulation, one overriding law that all states must hold true to. And if that doesn't happen, I don't know how you're going to be able to keep executing college athletics. I don't have the foggiest idea. Now, some might say, well, there's always been haves and have-nots. That might be true. But we're talking about a whole new level of haves and have-nots in a different design of the scale. Remember, this is the best of my recollection. Ramona, remember when we read over some of these state laws? And the Georgia law, as I recollect it, wanted, let's say, for example, Justin Fields had stayed in Georgia, all right, stayed with Georgia, and obviously would have great, his name, image, likeness would have great monetary value. Had Justin Fields stayed at Georgia, according to the Georgia state law, as it's presently written, he would have needed to donate 75% of his name, image, likeness income into a pool for everybody.
I remember that.
He would get 25% of it. Now, apparently, from what some people in Georgia have told me, there's already been some blowback against that. But unless they've changed in the last few days, that is their written law. That is their written law. Okay, so let me ask you this question. Why would Justin Fields go to Georgia? Why? If that's their law, right, and if that's the system that the state of Georgia is going to implement, why would he do that when other states are giving you 100% of your income? Other SEC states are going to give you 100% of your income for name, image, and likeness. Okay, let's see. I'm going to be paid $2 million. Which do you think I should do, Ramona? My name, image, and likeness is worth $2 million. Which should I do? Should I go to Georgia that's going to force me to put $1.5 million of my $2 million into a pool for everybody else, and I get to keep $500,000? Or should I go to, I don't know, just pick one, Mississippi, where they're going to let me keep all $2 million?
That's easy. Mississippi.
Right. Who would go to Georgia? Nobody. Nobody. No one. Georgia was one of the first states to institute legislation, institute policy in this, to move it, and in theory, to advance their own agenda, to advance the agenda of their respective teams, like the Bulldogs. But the way their language is written, it's not going to advance anything. Because, again, given a choice, who's picking Georgia? If that's the law, who's doing that? Nobody. Nobody in their right mind would do that. That's not how this system was conceived of originally. Anyway, that's some goody two-shoes who knows best and wants, welfare state sharing to pool everything. That's not name, image, and likeness. That's not how this was originally conceived. The problem is everyone has their own idea of how it's supposed to work. But you can't pay everybody and function. And the star quarterback should be worth more than the third string offensive guard. Sorry. That's the way it is. That's real life. No, you know, look, real life. You know, people can talk about this notion of, like, equity across the board. That's just crap. There are always people who are better at their job than other people. And most times those people make more money and they get more benefits. And they should, because they're better at their job.
That's real life. That's the real world. But you have a massive, massive issue. Texas said pure socialism. Right. You have a massive, massive issue that's confronting college athletics right now, and it is being heard on Capitol Hill. And in a few short weeks, these laws are going to start to be implemented. And anyone who's already had the law implemented is going to gain immediate competitive advantage. Even if Georgia's law is not good in comparison to others, it's still better than anybody who doesn't have one. It's still better than anybody who doesn't have one. That's the way it works. So there's an issue. A major, major issue confronting college athletics that is looming over everything, like a giant black cloud. And I don't know what anybody's doing about it. The bill is coming due. We've been warning about this for like 2 years. It's now like 2 weeks. This is about to happen. People need to wake up. I don't know what the outcome of this is going to be, but we'll see. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Better yet, let Roy Lee tell you about George Coleman Ford. Roy Lee writes, all the people at George Coleman Ford are top-notch. Walt was right again. Well, Roy Lee, we appreciate that you found it to be the case. You know, look, for 90 years, George Coleman Ford has been treating people the right way. That's the secret to their success. Through good times and bad, through periods of prosperity, through periods of economic decline, through COVID, through whatever. For 90 years, George Coleman Ford has run through it perfectly. Why? Why is because they do the right thing by you. They treat you right. They treat you fairly. Your families come back to them. You know, you buy a vehicle today and 5-6 years from now, your family's coming back to them because you got treated the right way. You were treated fairly. One reviewer wrote, it's like walking back into Mayberry. Yes, cars cost less than travelers rest. Yes, there are never any dealer fees or service fees. And there are people who come for hours for that reason alone. But ultimately, the secret's what it's always been. It's the people. It's being treated fairly. It's being given a fair deal by people who care about your well-being, who want you to be happy, who do everything in their power to make that come true. It's George Coleman Ford, Travelers Rest. Go see him. If you've forgotten what it's like to be treated that way, it's because you've been looking in the wrong place. Quick break.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that soft dad bod at the beach or the pool. Come on in to Low Country Male today and we'll get that weight off, get your energy up, get your game back in the bedroom. Our plans are $200 a month and include testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. Worried about thinning hair? We got you covered with PRP hair restoration. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charlotte, Mount Pleasant, and North Charleston. 850-801-MALE.
I'm Kristen Bennett. Spring is in the air, and so are the deals at Bennett Equipment. Takiichi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders are available for sale or rent at all of our locations. Bennett now offers attachments for track loaders and excavators with the Takiichi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or visit BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Takiichi, two names you can trust. And remember, when you need equipment, buy or rent it from Bennett.
When you give, you get. It's that simple. That's why Purple Haze in Clemson and Williamston encourages you to give 4 regular-sized personal hygiene items that will go to the Pickens County Homeless Shelter. In return, you'll get either above-the-waist body piercings for just $30, or buy 2, get 1 free body jewelry, or 20% off your entire purchase. Purple Haze. With stores in Clemson and Williamston, a small business dedicated to their customers and to the less fortunate in our community.
Hey, Tiger fans, Greg and Julie Terry here from Duck Donuts Greenville.
We wanted to thank each of you that have welcomed us into the upstate community since we opened our doors.
One thing we love about Duck Donuts is the happiness we can provide to families.
Family is very important to us, so to be able to make an impact to yours, especially during a year like 2020, has been very rewarding to us.
We know the strength of the Clemson family, so thank you for your business in 2020, and Julie and I look forward to seeing more of you in 2021.
Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
Introducing in-person payments from PayPal, a touch-free way for your customers to pay and tip. Whether you're a hot dog vendor.
Mustard? You gotta have the mustard.
A personal trainer.
Don't you drop those knees, Sandra!
Or a boba shop.
Brewed to pearly perfection.
Signing up your business is easy. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan, pay, and tip too. Shop safe with touch-free QR code payments. Fees may apply. For more info, go to paypal.com/us/getQR code.
Making My Mark's mission is to spread awareness, education, and advocacy about suicide, offering programs for students and staff at schools, churches, youth groups, and clubs, with a goal to start crucial conversations that are vital in removing the stigma associated with mental illness.
Anxiety, depression, and other mental illnesses are as prevalent as cancer and heart disease, even though the public perception is different. We lose someone to suicide every 12 minutes in this country.
It devastates families and communities, and it is preventable. Making My Mark wants to start crucial conversations by raising awareness through a message of hope. Talking saves lives.
Making My Mark promotes the building of resiliency and self-worth they can call on if needed. Join us for a special OOB broadcast June 11th as we bring light to this cause.
I'm Guy, the insurance guy. Did you know that there's a new chance to buy health insurance? It started February 15th and it goes through May 15th. This opportunity may help you. Maybe you signed up for a plan in November only to find out your doctor doesn't take the insurance. Maybe you've been going without health insurance for a long time and you don't want to feel the stress of being uninsured during a pandemic. Maybe your income or family size has changed. If any of these situations describes you, I'd like to talk. Give me a call at 864-467-8738. Check out our website, insure-u.com. I'm Guy, the insurance guy. My company is The Insurance Source. And what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
More live local sports than cars on Clemson Boulevard. You're listening to The Roar.
Hard across the Texas plains, make some people go insane, while others quietly pray for rain. That's where we came from. Two boys playing in the burning sun, one with books, one with guns. Mama calls, but just one comes,
the other one runs.
Walt Dip Tula Road Rage, we are back. You know, again, I think it's important to realize that the biggest story right now in college football and college athletics, college basketball, college football, the biggest story is this story. The biggest story is what's going to happen with this, because let me tell you something, the playoff, all the talk about college, none of this stuff matters if this thing goes haywire. This, I don't understand how the nation's sports talk shows are, that this isn't front and center. I just don't get it, because it should be. It should be at the forefront of any sports conversation right now. It's the singular most important thing that's happening. And you can tell. Few is panicked. Mark Emmert is panicked. It's time to panic. This stuff is happening in a couple weeks unless Congress short circuits it. It's happening. Captain Jim. Captain Jim and then Robert. Captain Jim, how are you?
Hey, welcome. Listen, I don't know about this name recognition stuff. I'm not going to comment on that, but I wanted you to recognize a big Clemson fan that just died at age 107. She was the mother-in-law of George Usry. I don't know whether you're familiar with George Usry or not.
Sure.
Well, George Usry died not too long ago, but his mother-in-law just died at 107. Walt, I am 82, and she's 25 years older than me, and she died. I thought I was old.
Well,
she was a big Clemson fan. She was a big Clemson fan. She worked for Clemson. She was a librarian at Clemson. Her name was Betty DuBose. And I just wanted you to recognize her over the air.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Betty DuBose at 107 years old, obviously did a lot of things right in her life. And obviously was somebody who was well-liked at Clemson. And so thoughts and prayers to her family, certainly. But what a wonderful life it must have been.
George Usry was a halfback at Clemson. His mother-in-law was Betty DuBose. He was a halfback at Clemson, and I watched him play in the 1959 Sugar Bowl. That was back in the dark ages, but...
I think we discussed George Usry before. I know we did, as a matter of fact, you and I. I can't remember what the context was at the time. Maybe it was at his death. Yeah. That might have been it.
Listen, Walt. Yeah. Well, I don't even remember what happened yesterday, much less what we were discussing.
You know what, Captain Jim? You have a remarkable recollection of the past, and we always appreciate it on the show.
I've got one other thing to say, Walt.
Yeah.
You know more about sports than anybody I have ever heard in my 82 years. And I just wondered... What do you do for homework? Do you do a lot of homework?
Well, first of all, Captain Jim, I appreciate the kind words, but yeah, honestly, I feel like an addiction. I just live it and I breathe it all the time. I mean, every once in a while, somebody will say to me, "Well, you only work 4 hours a day," and I say, "No, I work 24 hours a day. When you're sleeping, I'm still working." Yeah, so
You do study athletics most of the time, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean most nights at like 3 a.m, I'm still watching film of this or that. It really never ends. I mean, it's maybe an illness of sorts, Jim. I'm not sure.
It's absolutely amazing how much you know and how much you remember. I try to listen to you every day, and you started a big rant today about Clemson football. But I mean, other than that, you're a very interesting person.
Thank you, Captain Jim. Appreciate the kind words. It's always great to have you call in and contribute as well. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. Very well done. And absolutely, thoughts and prayers to the family of Betty DuBose. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you?
Walt, I'm good. And you?
Good, Robert. Appreciate you getting in as always.
First of all, I'm boycotting the rest of Rory's list. The Ole and Gene Anderson at 11 with the suicide headbutt. Come on. Come on, Rory. I'm boycotting the rest of it. So just want to get that out there.
So you wanted them higher. You wanted them higher, absolutely. Is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
But now we haven't yet heard the top of the list. So,
well, I expect he's going to have to reserve Rock and Roll Express at number one after he had the Minnesota record with 11.
No, but. I think both of those were already on the list, weren't they?
Well, yeah. Anyway, I didn't get to get in yesterday, but I'm going to kind of try to combine the expanded college football playoff and this name, image, and likeness. That expanded playoff, yes, it's, you know, they lost a lot of money. They want to make more money, but it's also a distraction from the name, image, and likeness. And that's a farce. You know, that 12 team that they're proposing, and I know it was just a report and we don't know it, you know, it's not official, I guess, but that's just a farce. And it's the same as the 4 team. You still got people, you know, controlling who's going to go. Well, why don't they just say, okay, we're going to have a playoff, and the teams who have the highest television ratings during the season, they get to participate in it. Because that's what it boils down to. And as far as the name, image, and likeness, Walt, you and I have talked about this. I have thought long and hard about this. And getting Congress involved is probably the worst thing, because everything they touch turns to crap. And I think that college football is just going to have to monetize all of the benefits that these players get when they attend universities and play sports, and they're going to have to sign a contract saying, this is what you're getting, and this is all you're getting, and if you want more, go somewhere else.
Boy, let me stop for a second. If Congress does not get involved at this point, what's going to happen?
Well, again, Walt, absolute chaos. But what the heck has Congress ever fixed in this country?
Robert, I don't disagree with what you're saying, and or that appraisal of congressional interference. However, I think we're flat up against it, and we need some sort of desperate superhero play here, or college athletics is about to get knocked on its head. And again, the whole world is sleeping on this except us. I don't hear this being discussed. And yet, we're watching testimony today before Congress, where guys like Mark Few are offering their thoughts, and his desperation is obvious, absolutely obvious. This is a real thing that is happening right now, and it could dramatically impact the sports we love. And so right now, Robert, I agree with your assessment of congressional intervention as a norm. I'm still not sure there's any other answer right now. I mean, this is a situation of complete desperation. And you have states that already have already come up with past legislation, and they are poised to put that into law. Well, it's already into their law, into practice. The starting dates are a couple weeks away.
Yeah, well, first of all, nobody's talking about this because nobody wants to touch it with a 10-foot pole. Nobody has the stones you do to say what needs to be said. Second of all, maybe that's not a bad thing. Maybe because to me, I just got through explaining my only solution I've come up with is just to tell these kids, this is amateur athletics. You're going to get this, this, and this, add a dollar amount to it, and that's all you're getting. You sign a contract, and that's, you know, you accept it. That's really,
but it's
the
too
only
late
thing
for that.
Because,
but Robert, yeah. The thing is, again, it's too late for that. That's we're already past that point. That's the thing that I think people need to wake up and realize: this is real, and this is happening now.
Well, I don't see when they open the Pandora's box that is name, image, and likeness. I don't see how it survives under that. And if it can't survive under that, then it's time to look at how it can survive. And how it can survive is how it's survived for the past 100 years. And that is, you're an amateur athlete. You're going to be provided this, 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 and this. And that's all you're getting. And if you want more, go somewhere else. Go figure out, you know, ply your wares somewhere else. And let them figure that out. But don't ruin college athletes trying to figure out how we can so supposedly justly compensate. And I understand there's a bunch of money being made off of this. You know, maybe they can expand the stipends. You know, give them a stipend for housing, a stipend for transportation and whatnot. But you just, I mean, when you open the Pandora's box of starting to let these kids make their own money, you know, Mark Few, he's for name, image, and likeness until his star players miss practice because they got to meet with their agents after class.
You know, again, Robert, look, I understand your point, but, and while I agree with you in principle, I think that we're past the point now. Athletes are going to be paid for name, image, and likeness. The only question is, how is it implemented? And right now we are poised to have it implemented in 50 different ways, and that is an enormous problem for a governing agency attempting to allegedly create fairness and equity and run sporting events. It's just, there's no way to do it with the laws I've examined to this point. And that was like six or seven in various articles. There was no similarity from one state to the next. There were states that were going to have clear advantage over other states, and therefore teams that are going to have clear advantage over other teams. It's impossible to run a sports organization under those standards. So I think the congressional intervention right now is absolutely needed, only if they fully grasp the concept and they're willing to say, okay, for the betterment of all collegiate athletes, we are going to take a uniform approach to this issue. Then it's going to be imperative that they listen to people in the arena to understand the parameters of what they're dealing with and to come up with a workable solution. It can't be some, you know, insane California solution that gets adopted. It's got to be just what you are worth in a free market economy from a name, image, likeness standpoint. I'm in favor of no caps. So we'll see how it plays out, Robert. Good talking to you, but
appreciate it.
We have a dilemma. There's no question about that. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. The perfect way to express yourself with this beautiful gift from Turner's Jewelers. Look, Turner's has a sparkling selection of rings, watches, earrings, necklaces, so much more. Turner's is an enormous store. It's not a chain. It's privately owned. It's a special place. Whatever your occasion, you'll find gorgeous jewelry to warm a heart, amazing jewelry choices, silver, diamonds, gold, precious stones. It's always the right time to give a gift so remember forever. Show your school spirit with university charms from the Turner's Jewelers collection. Choose Turner's for your wedding jewelry. Nobody says I do like they do at Turner's. They even have a silicone tiger paw wedding band. Look, family tradition of incredible service for over 60 years in the upstate. They design jewelry every day in-house using 3D CAD technology. It's unbelievable. If you can dream it up, draw it up on a napkin, they can bring it to life in 8 to 11 days. It's Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca, or shop for gift options online, turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. Quick break.
This is Line X Country. Hardworking and built Line X tough. Accessories and customization that go beyond the bedliner. Way beyond.
Come see us today at Line X of Anderson.
Hey guys, are you tired of being overweight, tired, and gun-shy when the lights go out? If the answer is yes, you need to come see us today at Low Country Male. Testosterone replacement plans start at $200 a month and include labs, testosterone, medication, and doctor visits. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. We can get the fat off, get your energy up, and make you perform when it counts. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Charlotte. 850-801-MALE.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Because there's only one you, Vuse Alto is the vape as unique as you are. With Vuse by You, you can make your unique mix with any of 7 colors, 3 flavors, 3 nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. So how will you do? You. Make Vuse Alto a vape that is yours. In store now. Discover more at Vuse.com. Vuse. Charge beyond. Vapor products. Underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted to age 21 and over tobacco consumers.
For over 90 years, George Coleman Ford has taken care of tens of thousands of customers looking for a car, truck, or SUV. That same commitment to their customers drives George Coleman Ford as they look to buy your pre-owned vehicle right now. Pre-owned prices are at a premium due to lack of new vehicle inventory nationwide. Their buying process is seamless with no hassle or hidden fees, quick and easy with a check in your hands. Trust me, George Coleman Ford is ready to buy your used vehicle.
Dining out can be a challenge, but at Joe's New Yorker Pizza, your safety and comfort is important. We clean and sanitize regularly, and we've chosen to remain at 50% capacity with all our staffs wearing masks. Come to our Clemson or Seneca Joe's New York Pizza to enjoy pizza, meatballs, calzones, salads, and of course, the sauce. We look forward to serving you and your family in the safest way possible. In person, curbside, or to go. Joe's New Yorker Pizza, Patrick Square, Clemson, Seneca on 123.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place and bam, you're hit with that out of order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Making My Mark's mission is to spread awareness, education, and advocacy about suicide, offering programs for students and staff at schools, churches, youth groups, and clubs with a goal to start crucial conversations that are vital in removing the stigma associated with mental illness.
Anxiety, depression, and other mental illnesses are as prevalent as cancer and heart disease, even though the public perception is different. We lose someone to suicide every 12 minutes in this country.
It devastates families and communities, and it is preventable. Making My Mark wants to start crucial conversations by raising awareness through a message of hope. Talking saves lives.
Making My Mark promotes the building of resiliency and self-worth they can call on if needed. Join us for a special OOB broadcast June 11th as we bring light to this cause.
Covering our bases on three great signals, 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hand, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely.
Yeah, okay, you paid it. All right, we are back. Let me tell you about Priority One. For all your security needs, there's Priority One. They're great people. First of all, they matched $60,000 in the last 4 years in the Tigers for Tatas campaign. That's getting it done. Now, that's not reason enough to let them protect your family. This is tip of the spear in technology, total customization, fastest response time in the industry, ultimate professionalism. They're the real deal. When they come out to your home or property, you'll know instantly that they're the real deal. Look, I'm not telling you what to do with security. It's a personal decision. But we live in an insanely dangerous world that seems to get more dangerous all the time. And so when you're ready to protect the people who matter most in this world to you, your loved ones, etc., dial the number. My friends at Priority One are waiting to help you. 288-1400. It's like I say all the time, you know, maybe the bad guy never finds you. Maybe you make it through life unscathed. Maybe they find you in 3 days. I don't know. That's the Russian roulette we live. 288-1400, dial the number, they'll help you. Obviously, remember, we're not going to get to some of the things that we planned on getting to today. On this issue of name, image, likeness, again, I would say watch what develops. We need a universal answer, though. Imagine running a professional sports league, the NFL, where all 32 teams operated under their own set of rules. But you couldn't do it. It wouldn't work. It just wouldn't work. That's what's about to happen to college athletics. And most obviously, that's not a workable solution. Like Robert, I hate congressional interference and things where they have enough trouble with what they're assigned to do. But without a national solution, a national approach, I'd love you to explain to me how college athletics is going to exist. Because I don't see how. I don't see how. This is the most important story in college sports right now. It's not the playoff. Whether they expand or leave the playoff as it is, we still get football, right? This thing that's going on right now before Congress could absolutely change everything we love and believe about the collegiate athletic model. And I realize there are cynical people who think that, you know, it's all business anyway. To a degree, it is. We're not naive here. However, right now there are major issues, and you can't have every state operating and instituting their own laws for this, or you are going to create a landslide of competitive advantage for particular states that have the most favorable policy. And I don't know how that's not clear. As I indicated, just perusing the Georgia law, that is not a favorable law for the Bulldogs. Now, I would think that being that football is as important as it is in the state of Georgia, they would come to their senses and they would adjust that. But to my knowledge, no adjustment has been made as yet. And we're talking weeks away. And again, initially, forget the Georgia disadvantage. There's going to be an immediate inherent advantage to all schools who reside in states that have already instituted law. In fact, there's no doubt in my mind they've been recruiting to that for some time. I mean, these schools where these laws have been approved and are about to be implemented, they can recruit to all their college athletes right now saying, hey, look, starting on whatever the date is, June 30th, July 1st, you're going to be able to be paid at Georgia. Okay, well, for somebody who's not going to be able to be paid somewhere else, how is that not an enormous competitive recruiting advantage? South Carolina's law has been approved. It doesn't go into effect for a year. That's not the same thing. Okay, well, you can come here and get paid in 3 weeks as opposed to you get paid in a year. The importance of all this just can't be overstated. This has been the biggest behind-the-scenes story in sports for, I don't know, Ramona, it's at least 2 years, isn't it?
Yeah, at least.
In terms of when the state of California first came out with their initiative and then everything that
two or
everything
three.
That happened subsequently.
We had to count. We had the COVID year, which makes everything seem, messed up time-wise. So at least I would think three.
And so, you just wonder, like, and you know what this points to again? This points to the absolute abject lack of leadership from Mark Emmert, the NCAA president. I mean, he is an absolute clown show and always has been. And he just got re-upped under much protest. This was a period of time in which the NCAA desperately needed legitimate, strong leadership. Not Mark Emmert. Needed somebody who cared. Somebody with a track record of success. Not with Emmert's dubious record. That's what this situation called for. It called for real leadership. Real leadership. Because you not only had to bring all sides together, you had to bring somehow get state and federal government to the table to be able to negotiate this out to find a workable solution. What's happened here is Emmert and his buddies have waited till the very last second. Remember those articles from a few weeks ago in which they were saying they sounded desperate. They sounded like, oh no, this is happening. Yes, you've known this was happening for 2 to 3 years. This is not new to you. At least it should not be new to you. This is something you were aware was transpiring. And you should have been acting proactively to head off whatever's coming. Because, again, I have no idea how this ends. None. None. We were worried about the wrong things. We were worried about the mess that name, image, likeness could create. It's not name, image, likeness that's the mess. It's finding a uniform solution to name, image, likeness. It's not allowing states to issue rogue dictates and policies. I don't know. To me, there's got to be some sanctity of the NCAA organization to run their business as they see fit. That's another whole matter that would have to be settled in court, and it would take a while. I don't think anybody's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever the issue might be, it's a personal matter that has you living in fear of your mailbox. Don't be afraid of your mailbox. Grow up. There's another answer. Call my man David Green. David can help you. He's not going to judge you. He's going to take away your unnatural fear of your mailbox. Call him. Call him. Take your life back. David Green's been working with the IRS for over 20 years. He knows all the options available so you can get your life back. Doesn't matter what your situation is. Whether they have liens on your property, garnish your wages, whether you have an audit coming up. You need help. David Green's your help. David Green understands the Fresh Start program. We'll use this program and others to your best advantage. Look, the Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can absolutely change your future. Stop living in fear of your mailbox. Call my friend David Green. He'll help you. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free strategy session. Free, 271-7940, 271-7940. Or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal, green with an E at the end. I'll see you tomorrow.
Clarity One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
Hour number two of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show right here.